It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, we're back. Good morning. Doing up the Thursday, November 14th edition of the Morning Show. Talk Around continues as promised. Got to talk Breckenridge, Wahpeton, Chess. I was talking earlier saying how much I enjoyed this segment. We do this once a month with Dominic Robert, kind of heading everything up. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Bill. How is your day going?
My day is going great and better now because we get to talk chess with you. Let's back up and recap. You had a great event going on in October. How was that?
Yes, we sure did. The weekend before Halloween, we actually had a Halloween kids chess tournament, and that was an amazing event at the Breck Community Center. We had 20 kids playing. I didn't really know what to expect, but when we saw those 20 kids, that was amazing.
Did they come in costume?
They did.
Okay.
I want to say that maybe it was one or two that didn't, but absolutely, the vast majority showed up, and it was beautiful. We have some great pictures for that, too, and it was a blast. And there were so many good vibes, and I mean, I don't want to say the chess was kind of secondary. It wasn't. We had some great prizes, too, but there were other things going on, and we had kind of the creative side came out, and I want to do a shout out to Gabby and Nick, who organized chess pieces that the kids could also paint and take home. So in between, there were a lot of other things going on as well.
How cool is that?
Absolutely. It was just a beautiful event, and we're looking forward to, you know, to do that again in a year's time.
That was going to be my next question. So I take it you're going to bring this back and tweak and probably grow that a little bit.
Yeah, that's exactly what we want to do. And I mean, we can tell we have kids from everywhere joining us, including we had five kids from Circle of Nations as well. So we want to make sure we can connect with Circle of Nations a little bit more as well. That's another thing, you know, for the future that we want to do. And we're already connecting with schools in Breckenridge and Wahpeton and otherwise. So, yeah. Working on that.
It's been so much fun to see how you've grown this thing and just how it's taken off for you. You've got another event happening here in November, correct?
Well, it's actually coming
in December.
Yes. On the 7th, which should be a Saturday. We have a holiday party. So anybody, you know, interested in our chess or might be at our chess club, join us from 4 to 7. We have a lot of things planned, you know, including free food, of course, that people like.
You know how to bribe people.
But we do have, in all seriousness, we do have our monthly tournaments during the year. And now that we concluded, let's see how the standing goes. And, you know, who are in the top 5, top 10 there? We have a little present for those people. Plus, we have a lot more that we want to share with people, what we want to do for 2025. So there
right.
will be a lot going on that we can't wait for that. So that will be amazing.
What a great way to kick into the holidays. Dominic, tell me a little bit about Dakota Coffee. You've got things going on down there.
Yes, we do. The last 4 or 5 weeks, we've been there. And I've been there personally every time. And there were different people each time, so we're working on growing that. And shout out to Mitch and his wife from Dakota Coffee. Mitch actually joined us last Saturday.
Nice.
And he said he wants to come back and learn more about chess. So anybody out there, you know, if you don't have time to come to our regular times, the first and third Tuesday from 5 to 7 at the Breckenridge Library, well, why don't you join us each Saturday at Dakota Coffee in Wahpeton from 9:30 to 11:30, you know, in a very relaxed atmosphere, have a tea or coffee there, and play some games with us.
Well, without a doubt. Now, I know you're a very humble guy, but you are a chess master. I mean, you've had a lot of experience with this, correct?
I do have a lot of experience, that is true. So I did play some tournaments, but this is really not necessarily about that. I think what I want to take from that is that I want to share my knowledge with others.
Right.
So that's kind of my goal, to give back to this community and not necessarily to show people that I can play chess pretty good. But I know there's a lot of people out there and a lot of kids and adults that play very well. And I've already seen that, like, since we had all these meetings at Dakota Coffee, but also at the library, let's say for the last 12 months, it's been amazing to see the growth of that, not just in numbers that we have, but also some of the players, they really improve and they want to improve. And in fact, that will be one of the focuses for next year. Will be we want to make sure we have a place for those who want to take the game to the next level, as well as those who are just starting.
So there's we entry level, yeah.
We want to make sure we cater to both of those. So at really any chess level, come and play with us. We're looking forward to seeing you.
And this is for all ages.
I mean, that's correct.
Yeah, and it's not age specific.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And when you think about it, we have, in fact, in January, we have our Winter Chess Classic coming up. It's the second edition now. There, last time, if I remember correctly, we had 26, and it was for the most part adults, but we had some kids, and now we have 20 kids playing. So,
wow.
Absolutely. It's young and old, any level, everybody's welcome.
And I love hearing that. And of course, your wife's always great about promoting the yep. chess club, too. So.
Yes.
And folks, if you missed any of this, this will be available in podcast form on our website. Should be up early this afternoon. Dominic, one more question. If there's people that kind of have this rolling around in their head and they go, you know what? I've always kind of wanted to do this.
Yep.
How can they get started with this? What do they have to do?
The easiest thing to do would simply be come and join us when we already play. So at the library from 5 to 7 on Tuesdays, the 1st and the 3rd. If you just kind of want to know more about us, you can also go to Facebook and you will see there. I post actually, lately I've been posting a lot there, chess principles. You can just look for Breckenridge Robert and Chess. You will find our group. And last but not least, you can certainly also go to our website, breckwobchess.com, where you can see more about what we're doing as well.
All right. I'll tell you what, happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend.
Thank you.
A little early with that. And we'll talk again in December, okay?
We will do that. Awesome.
Dominic Robert, we're talking Breckenridge Wompton Chess. We do this once a month. Always enjoy it. 914 here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Build as a revolution in Cercospora management. The CR Plus trait from KWS has really proven itself in fields this year. What began as a promising innovation has become an invaluable tool, delivering green fields for growers who report less sprayer passes and protection through harvest. Maybe it's time to put the power of Plus to work in your fields. The KWS CR Plus trait is licensed to Beta Seed and Crystal Brand Seed and available in select varieties.
My car quit again. Can you help?
When someone needs your help, your support, your time, your know-how.
I'm on my way.
Make sure you can be there by always wearing your seatbelt. It can save your life in a motor vehicle crash. You say you'll be there, and your word is good. So buckle up. Every trip, every time. Brought to you by the North Dakota Department of Transportation and local law enforcement through Vision Zero.